I want to take this opportunity to talk about some of the things that we can do here in the United States and that we ought to be doing right now. The direction we ought to be taking America in to help heal this nation. Literally help heal this nation. And so I'm here saying that this is the time that America ought to be taking a stand. The Democratic Party ought to be taking a stand for universal, not-for-profit, single-payer health care for all. It is time. Now, I see a lot of young people in this audience, but, you know, the young people know if your parent becomes very ill, you know, the money that your family's been saving for your college education could suddenly be at risk. If you yourself need medical care, university policies cover only a certain amount. If you're paying your own insurance now, you know that, and anyone's paying their own insurance now, know that the cost of premiums, co-pays, and deductibles keep going up and up and up. And they're so high. The cost of insurance is so high these days. A lot of people can't afford it. And that's why there's 44 million Americans without any health care coverage at all. People just can't afford it. Some people had their health insurance tied to their jobs. You lose your job, you're out of luck. And some people have found that once the premiums go up to a point where they're not able to afford it, they just kind of hope that no one gets sick in the family. Others who do pay for their insurance are finding that the co-pays and the deductibles keep expanding. So if you get sick, you're still going to be stuck with a huge doctor bill. I'll tell you where it is in America today. There's a new kind of poverty that's being created because of this situation with the cost of health care. People are finding that they can't afford to be sick, and they can't afford to be well. Because health insurance companies make money not providing health care. That's how they make the money. Now, this proposal that I have, I've actually introduced legislation in the Congress of the United States to create a universal system of care. People ask, well, how would you create a healthcare system where everyone would be paid for? And here's the answer. In the United States, we are already paying for this universal system of care. We're already paying for it. It's just that we're not getting it. I want to explain how this works out. All the money that goes for health services in the United States every year equals $1.6 trillion. Now, if all that money, if $1.6 trillion was put right into health care, everyone in America would be able to have a card that they could take anytime they needed any kind of health care. And they'd be covered 100%. Now, if all that $1.6 trillion went for health care, everyone would be covered. Not only would all medically necessary procedures be covered, let me tell you what else would be covered. Dental care, vision care, mental health care, long-term care, a fully paid prescription drug benefit, complement and alternative medicine. This would all be covered if all that money went only for health care. But what's going on in America is that of that $1.6 trillion, $400 billion a year, $400 billion goes for the activities of a for-profit system, which means it goes for stock options, corporate profits, it goes for executive salaries. The same healthcare executives whose agents are on the phone saying, I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith, cannot have that test, doctor. We're not going to pay for it. Or I'm sorry, Mrs. Smith, can't have that special care you're looking for, doctor. Our insurance policy doesn't cover that. I mean, there are discussions going on like this all over America, thousands of times a day. And there's a lot of people who aren't getting the care they need because insurance companies are making money not providing health care. Well, these health care executives whose agents are turning down doctors' requests, you know what some of these executives make? They make $10, $20, $30 million a year. A year. stock options, corporate profits, executive salaries, advertising, marketing, lobbying, plus the cost of paperwork in the private sector, 15 to 30% as compared to Medicare is 3%. That's where the healthcare dollar is going. A quarter of every healthcare dollar is going to that system. Now, if we took all that money that's in the for-profit sector and put it in the not-for-profit sector, and that everything, all medicine be not-for-profit, everyone in America would be covered. So people wonder, you know, why is it that so many people in this country don't have the health care they need? Why is it that people risk losing their homes if there's an illness? Why is it somebody works 20, 30 years and they need long-term care? They go to a nursing home. The nursing home, first question they ask is, you own any property? And after they get through taking your property, maybe they'll give your loved one long-term care. You know what? What's going on in America that we're risking? People have to risk everything they worked a lifetime for just to get care. Why should any one of your families have to risk everything they own in order to make sure that a loved one gets the care he or she needs? I mean, this is the question we have to ask. Now, in Washington and in this campaign, what people are talking about, they say they want everyone, and you gotta, you know, I'm from a certain species known as a politician. And you gotta watch what's being said. Because everyone wants to talk about health care, but they'll use a certain word. They say, I want to make sure that you have health insurance. And I want to make sure that you have health insurance. And I want to make sure you have health insurance. And I want to make sure you have insurance. And I want to make sure you have insurance. I want all Americans to have insurance. I mean, somebody, you think they're running for chief executive of an insurance company instead of running for president of the United States, because what they're doing is they're selling insurance. And that's what they're doing. They're selling insurance because what they're talking about is the government subsidizing the insurance companies, and then you're still stuck with higher premiums, co-pays, and deductibles. That's the game that's going on here. It's like a racket. Look, in 2000, I went to the Democratic Platform Committee with a proposal for the same thing I'm talking about now, a not-for-profit healthcare system. Leaders of the Democratic Party came to me and said, oh, don't do that. Well, you're going to upset some of our friends. Yeah. And, I mean, this is one of the things that's wrong with this system.